2.3 trillion and still counting. Unbelievable taxes. Let me warn you, taxes for every single American are going up. They're just getting started. Meanwhile, there's horrific video, absolutely disturbing, horrific video. We've got it on TrishIntel.com of two baby girls, toddlers, being thrown, tossed like ragdolls right over the border wall by smugglers. It really speaks volumes about the crisis that we are now facing. So where is Kamala, who's supposed to be in charge of all this? Where is our president, who's supposed to protect Americans? And by the way, by protecting Americans, you can help protect little children from having to be exposed to that. There's no excuse for that. Okay, I'm going to get to the money in just a second. But again, I got to tell you, if you haven't seen the video, go to TrishIntel.com. We put it there. You know, you need to use some discretion. But let me just say, every single adult in America needs to see this, including Kamala Harris, including Joe Biden, including every single person that is working in Washington right now, because there is no excuse. Listen, when you create incentives that will cause families to send their little children, their little girls ages 3 and 5, with smugglers, criminals, to the border and have them just get tossed. I mean, I don't know how many feet that was, but that was a pretty big distance. Those little girls are so lucky that they don't have any broken bones. They are now in U.S. custody. But my gosh, what is going on? What has happened to us? We have 16,000 children now at the border being housed by our federal government. They're overcrowded. We're told by some sources, and again, we've run these pictures on TrishIntel.com. We've been told by some sources that there's COVID that's rampant and people have COVID, and yet they're smuggled into these tiny spaces and they're given these metallic-like coverings to shield them from the cold. And the U.S. taxpayer, by the way, is paying for all this. I mean, why don't we use a little bit of common sense? I realize, you know, the whole bleeding heart liberal thing, they want to be so magnanimous. They want to welcome everyone here. But you know what? Sometimes, guys, reality has to set in. You can't. And when you start to say, hey, come one, come all, there's a path to citizenship in the United States. And, you know, we've paved the way with gold and you'll get all kinds of handouts and free college and free healthcare and free stipends and whatever you want. Certainly in Oakland, California. Well, then you have, again, the law of unintended consequences that creeps in. And people come here because they're desperate. And I understand and I empathize with it. But why can't we have a better system? Why can't we welcome people with the red carpet, right? Bring them in. I'm a big believer, by the way, in that you need a diverse population and you need a strong growing population to grow America and grow our economy. And for goodness sakes, pay for all the Social Security that we're one day going to need. Bring people into the system. But let's not have little kids getting dropped like rag dolls over our border walls, okay? Like, let's have some common sense, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and I hold them accountable. I hold them accountable. They don't want anybody looking. Well, thanks to the Customs and Border Patrol Agency, we are looking and we're going to keep looking and we're going to keep raising this issue, and it's going to be a big freaking mess. They need to fix it. Okay, coming up, we're going to talk about this money because we don't have it. 2.3 trillion Joe Biden wants. I'll tell you, the last guy to try and do something big and huge like this with the New Deal was FDR. Well, guess what? That New Deal was actually a really bad deal for America. It did not take America out of the Great Depression, despite what the history professors and various academic institutions want you to believe. And Joe Biden is giving Americans and the American taxpayer and American businesses one big raw deal. I'm on it. Am I living in the Twilight Zone? $2 trillion here, $2 trillion there, $2 trillion down the road. What's it matter, right? $1.9 trillion in stimulus was just spent. by Joe Biden and company. Actually, it probably hasn't all been spent because they didn't even spend the last round of stimulus. They're still figuring out the bureaucracy of all that. But anyway, we've got 1.9 in the books, trillion. Now 2.3 for infrastructure, with another couple trillion on the way in the coming months for childcare and healthcare. Oh boy, oh boy. I'm starting to say, like, is he a little bit crazy? Maybe it's just his age. I don't know. But I'm looking at the numbers and just wondering if anybody there in Washington has ever done any math. I think we know the answer to that. You know, there's always been a fascination, if you would, with FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Listen, I mean, I was guilty of it myself. I grew up on the play Annie. Okay, for all you laughing out there, The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow. It was like my favorite thing as a kid. I was definitely a product of the 70s. Anyway, Annie was, you know, the be all end all. And there's even a song in that play. We'd like to thank you, Herbert Hoover. And you see all these people on stage dressed in rags. And they're talking about how they used to summer at the shore and they had all this money in their bank account and their stocks, etc. But now they're living in Hooterville, basically homeless shelters, right? Because people lost all their money in the Great Depression. It was bad. The Great Depression was really, really bad. We came close to it in 2008. But thank goodness, didn't quite get into that. We had a lousy, lousy 8 years during the Obama-Biden administration, but it wasn't anything like the Great Depression. But you know what I want to point out, and that perhaps was because of the Fed, but what I want to point out about the 1930s was that everybody thinks, oh, FDR fixed it, right? Annie sings The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow. And it was the FDR optimism and the New Deal that got America to where it was and enabled it to become what it is today. But you know what? It wasn't FDR. I mean, I hate to break it to them. It was actually World War II. And the last thing we want is another world war, right? To get us into any kind of economic progression. The reality is what FDR did with all his spending and all his programs and all his regulation was he hindered the U.S. economy. He suppressed the U.S. economy. He prevented a recovery in the U.S. economy. Amity Schles has a terrific book on this. She's an economic historian. If you haven't read The Forgotten Man, I would highly recommend you do. It's a wonderful, rich, interesting book on what really happened and all the people that lost out thanks to FDR's grand plan. Well, apparently Joe Biden, he must have watched a little Annie too, although he would have been much older by the time that show came out. Anyway, he had this sort of fascination, I think, throughout his political life with FDR. In fact, he brought a bunch of historians into the White House recently. This was reported. And he was asking them, you know, what do you think if I go full on and I just say, let's do it all. And I embrace this sort of FDR mentality. How will history treat me? Well, you know, you're talking to academics. You're going to spend other people's money. Academics are like, hallelujah, history will treat you great. Well, what will reality do? How will reality treat you? Because the reality is everybody's taxes are going up. Corporations are expected to pay for all this stimulus, all this transportation, green energy stuff. So their taxes are going to go from 21 to 28%. Guess what? A lot of companies are going to move away. They're going to move offshore. Biden's trying to tax them if they do that. But I have a feeling a lot of them will move their operations before Biden gets a chance to do that. Only because, let's face it, private enterprise is a whole lot smarter than our government and our regulators. So we're going to be in a situation where we don't have as much growth among corporations. Meanwhile, what about individuals? Oh, Biden says you can just tax them more too, right? So the solution is to take from those that create to then basically bankroll the rest of the country. It's not a solution. It's not. It's a power grab. It's a wealth transfer, and it will lead to massive inflation and possibly bankrupt America. I encourage you to listen to some of my past podcasts. In fact, in yesterday's podcast, I get into this, what it means for inflation and what it's going to mean for your taxes. These are important topics and we need to keep talking about them. But in the meantime, let's do a little fun stuff because Major, the president's dog, oh dear, he had a bit of an accident in the White House. This comes on top of biting a couple people in the White House. I don't think this dog likes the White House very much. But what does it tell us about Joe Biden and Jill Biden that their German Shepherd keeps biting people? That's next. Oh, poor Major. Poor Major. You know, Major, by the way, is the German Shepherd that is owned by Joe and Jill Biden. And apparently he's having a rough time getting used to the White House because, you know, there's all these people around and different surroundings. And so he's taken to biting, not once, but twice, which leads me to ask, and in all seriousness, and I'm a dog owner myself, what does this tell you about the owner that the dog bites? And this is not like, you know, some little Yorkshire Terrier. This is a German Shepherd. So it tells me, if you have a German Shepherd, like, you know, I have a little tiny dog, little fluffy Maltese, you know, he could bite everyone from here to Timbuktu and he's not going to do any damage. But nonetheless, I've trained him not to do that. But I think about it. I'm like, you know what? If I had a big dog, think of the responsibility of that. It's all the more important, right? That you train that dog because you, as the dog owner, have a responsibility to make sure that people are safe around that dog. And so I'm really troubled by the idea that Joe Biden has not trained his dog. I mean, this is little stuff, but it's actually meaningful because it tells you something about somebody's character, that they're not going to take the time and effort to train their dog not to bite people when it's a dog that could do serious, real damage. It's just wrong. And it gives you a glimpse into his character and perhaps how busy he is. He can't be bothered. He can't be bothered. But you know what? That dog could actually really hurt someone. You know, not to take this too high level, but it reminds me a little bit of the policy that we're dealing with. He can't be bothered to drill down and understand his own darn policy. Don't forget what he told ABC News. Oh, don't worry. You won't see any higher taxes if you don't make more than $400,000, apparently forgetting that a lot of families together pool their income and do have more than $400,000. By the way, forgetting, or perhaps deliberately deleting, the reality that everyone's taxes are going to go up in some way, shape, or form, or they're going to pay for it via higher energy costs, via higher housing costs, via higher food costs. You know, the things that people actually consume and use. The cost of all these things are going up as our dollar goes down, down, down. But leave it to a liberal. He doesn't have to train his dog, and he doesn't have to really care about the masses in our economy. He's going to help those companies out. Gosh, Pete Buttigieg from McKinsey, he's lined up, ready to go. All those ex-clients are probably like, hey, here you go, Pete. The whole system is working for them, but it's not working for America. And frankly, it's not working for any of those staffers at the White House. By the way, to add insult to injury, the dog pooped on the floor. Listen, I can sympathize. You know, I have a little dog. He tends to do that from time to time when he's a little upset. But the biting thing, I have no tolerance for, nor should you. Okay, we're going to talk some more tomorrow. Make sure that you go and you download and you subscribe to this podcast. It's really important. Go to TrishaIntel.com for all your news. And by the way, I have a private group on Facebook. Did I tell you about that? A very private group just for us. It's Trish Regan's private group. I want you to go and check it out. I'd love it if you join us. It's a special place for special people where we can discuss, you know, with real honesty, what's actually going on. So I will see you there, I hope, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.